Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find our show and the archives of our show all the way back to 99. You can find the articles, thousands of articles. By the way, there are thousands of archives as well. And the articles and the Brain Trust members all laid out in handy categories to allow you to find the content, the information, the spoken and written words on whatever topic you're interested in today or tomorrow, whenever you show up. And don't forget, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. All that is right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget, you can actually podcast our interviews. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which is where you can find small business answers right now. Leslie Sanchez is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Leslie is the founder of Impacto Group, LLC, a communications research firm for clients targeting the Hispanic market. She has written a book called Los Republicanos. And she explains in the book why Hispanics and Republicans need each other. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. Now, when my folks showed me your book, I said, we got to have her on the show. I got to hear about this. Now, I have my reasons for thinking that Republicans and Hispanics could be kindred spirits. But why do you think Hispanics and Republicans need each other?
That's great. It's a great point. There's two different reasons. I mean, on the Republican side, you can't look at the growing Hispanic population and think that the Republicans can't appeal to Hispanics and win elections. The bigger issue is, as the population grows, it becomes imperative for the Republican Party to reach out to minorities, and particularly Hispanics.
But isn't that true of both parties?
It really is, but what's different about Hispanic is it's a fluid group. It's never really solidly been in the Democratic camp the same way the African American or other minority groups have been, and it's always been much more open-minded, independent, conservative. So the real question is, as this community politically matures, which way are they going to go? Are they going to continue to remain kind of open, independent? Are they going to lean more to the right? We only earn about 30% of the Hispanic vote consistently for the last seven
elections. Republicans only get about 30% of the Hispanic vote.
Right, for about the last seven presidential elections. That's the base. That has to grow because that 30% will represent a smaller and smaller portion of the pie as elections continue and the community gets bigger.
But see, you just explained why Republicans need Hispanics. But you didn't explain why Hispanics need Republicans.
Exactly. And that's a bigger thing. I think the Republican Party does the best job of fighting for what many Hispanics ultimately believe in. There are many that are business-oriented, culturally conservative Hispanics who are looking for approaches that can help grow and sustain their families. And it's really the question of, do you believe in the politics of aspiration or the politics of dependency? And if you look clearly at the two parties, there's many more opportunities for ownership, for growing small businesses.
Hispanics are typically a religious demographic, aren't they?
Very much so. Hispanics will attend church in higher numbers than non-Hispanic whites.
The reason I mention that, in the recent debate, Democrat debate, when Joe Biden made a reference to a hymn. He actually recited a passage from a hymn from his church time. Mm-hmm. It was very short. It was not evangelical or, you know, proselytizing or anything like that. It was just, he used it almost as a wisdom reference, and they were tracking every word. The pollsters were tracking every word of the candidates. And Frank Luntz, the pollster, said that when he used that religious reference in the Democrat debate, that his numbers fell off the table. And Frank Luntz says you cannot use religion in a Democrat Party.
He said the
opposite in Republicans.
Very true.
So isn't
Republican Party is much more social conservatives or Christian conservatives.
Right.
But so, there's a significant point to that. But please, I want to hear your question.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
There are two big points to that. One is the Democrats have consistently attacked many culturally conservative beliefs.
Right.
To the point that, you know, even Spanish language Christian radio stations that are springing up in major cities across America, a Democratic senator in Iowa was calling, you know, these Christian broadcasters our own homegrown Taliban. I mean, people have a very hard time when you have sitting Democratic senators saying things like that. It's not
right.
a very welcoming party to people that are believers. And the bigger thing, and I have this argument with Democrats consistently, Democrats refuse to acknowledge the rising evangelical and charismatic Catholic population in this
mm-hmm.
country as a significant political force. These are people
mm-hmm.
that were voting on marriage amendments 10, 15 years ago. Before, and they don't think of themselves as Republican Democrat. They think of these issues first and will vote to protect the sanctity of marriage and vote for candidates who profess that.
Right.
In big numbers, and they're, you know, with a strong intensity, and that really
family is really a strong thing in the Hispanic community, isn't it?
Family is the core. You know, that's one thing that's said about the book. The book, I went and interviewed all these advertising agencies and people that have mm-hmm. been studying, you know, how Hispanics think, and really what we all came up with was there was a Hispanic heart. There's the core of the Hispanic community,
yeah.
and family is one of those prongs. And spirituality, the other one you talked about, is the other prong. Entrepreneurialism.
That's the one that I think that I focus on. That's the entrepreneurship thing. To me, that's the big issue that I think about, because the fastest growing sector of the marketplace is Hispanic ownership.
Very much so. And Hispanics have a very strong belief in pulling themselves up by their bootstraps and trying to find a way to get it done.
And the reason why, and somebody might be saying, well, why can't Democrats have that? Well, let me tell you something, folks. Chris Dodd recently had to say, I'm a pro-business Democrat. If you have to say I'm pro-business about your party, there's something wrong with that. You know, I'm sorry. He said that, folks. I didn't. He said he had to differentiate himself from the other members by saying, I'm a pro-business Democrat. Well, you don't hear any Republicans say, I'm a pro-business Republican. It's typically understood. And that's my point about Hispanics and Republicans and Democrats. Quick break. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Hey, Jim, and all the gang at the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Wilma Goldstein from the SBA. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary, and may you have 10 more. 10 years. 10 years.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a good visit, a great visit, an absolutely outstanding visit with our new friend, Leslie Sanchez. She's going to be an old friend real soon, though, because we're not going to let her get away. She's the founder of Impacto Group, LLC. I love the name of that company. Many of you have seen her on all the talk shows on television. She's the author of Los Republicanos. Besides the fact that you're a cool lady and very smart, obviously, and that you care about the marketplace, I would invite you on just to be able to say the name of your book. What a cool name.
Thank you very much.
Los Republicanos.
It was my secret attempt to get people to speak Spanish.
Well, see, when you're a gringo like me, you know, you try to be able to speak a little Spanish. I'm usually limited to margarita and taco and enchilada. But anyway, the subtitle is Why Hispanics and Republicans Need Each Other. Okay. Now, you said something a minute ago I wanted to come back to. You said that Democrats basically can count on the African-American vote.
Sure.
They can basically count on, for example, the unions. You can basically count on the unions. even though they're not, that's not the same kind of a demographic. Do you think that the Democrats...
part of the core, but you're right. You know,
it is. But do you think Democrats sort of, and they've had 70%, as you said, of the Hispanic vote. Do you think Democrats are going to be making a mistake if they sort of take the black vote for granted? Do you think that they're in trouble? They're in danger of taking the Hispanic vote for granted?
Definitely. If you ask Hispanics, I think many recognize that they feel the Democrat takes them for granted and the Republican Party ignores them.
Yeah.
So many Hispanics are wondering where they belong. And what's consistent is that about, you know, 80 to 90% of African Americans vote consistently for the Democratic Party and have for 30 years. The difference with Republicans is 45% of Hispanic voters consider themselves diehard Kennedy Democratic voters. So 25% are in the middle. They consider themselves open-minded, independent conservatives. They're economic-oriented, strong rise of economic conservatives, you know, who really look at the fact that these are individuals who believe cutting taxes, you know, 56% say cutting taxes, at, you know, on families and businesses is the best strategy to grow.
Making the economy easier for them to start and run their businesses.
Exactly.
And get a piece of the American dream.
Exactly. And what's so funny, I do a lot of polling of Hispanic business owners, and these are the only group that will say they want to pay taxes, you know, because they want to be fair. They want to be a legitimate part of a fair system.
Right.
And people laugh, and clients always go, did they really say that? And I say, they say it all the time. They're not saying they want to pay high taxes. They're saying they want to do their part. They want to be part of the American system.
Right.
And it's really a phenomenal point that these are individuals who take and appreciate everything that America has to offer and want to grow and sustain their businesses. These are people that want to end the death tax, you know, estate taxes where your estate is taxed.
How do Hispanics typically feel about that?
Overwhelmingly, Hispanics want to eliminate estate taxes.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't feel it's fair.
But that's not the, but see those and see all those things, I'm with you and the, you know, the encouragement of entrepreneurship, lower taxes, enough, I want to pay taxes but I don't want to pay too much, I don't want to pay death tax. I get all that, but those, all that's going to be in the background in the next 12 months compared to immigration, isn't it, Leslie? Isn't that going to be the issue that's going to decide, help, that's going to cause Hispanics to go one way or the other, Republican or Democrat?
Immigration can have that impact because immigration is the issue, is the lens by which Hispanics look at the party or look at the candidate. The distinction is Hispanics are going to vote for the candidate, not the party. Which is kind of good sometimes. You know, they may say, I like a John McCain. Look at John McCain's a great example. He's been earning 70% of the Hispanic vote. They'll say, I like this candidate. He's a veteran. I like what he believes. He wants to grow my businesses. He wants to help my children get educated.
But is he right on the immigration issue?
For about 50% of Hispanics, he is.
This brings up an important question that I want to make sure we get. We've only got about a minute left. Are Hispanics divided over the immigration issue?
Most important thing to recognize is Hispanics are split on the immigration issue.
Wow.
Many Hispanics are pro border enforcement.
Wow. What percentage?
And 70% of Hispanics who are concerned about national security want to build a fence. Compared to 33% of white, so you can't tell me Hispanics don't care about securing the border. They absolutely
are you saying that if a Republican candidate comes out in favor of securing the border and getting the illegals registered and getting them into a process, that would be an advantage for a Republican candidate?
Absolutely, because people just do not want to see inhumane treatment of other individuals, and as long as these individuals can be taken advantage of, they're in kind of a black or gray market, and we don't know who they are, what their intent is, or if they're paying taxes, that's a problem.
Let me stop you quickly. Where's the book available?
LeslieSanchez.com. It's on Amazon.com.
Los Republicanos, folks, is the name of the book. Quickly, will Hispanics vote for Mitt Romney?
Definitely. Hispanics be a strong appeal.
Will you come back another day? We've got a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Thank you, Leslie. Leslie Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen. Check out her book, Los Republicanos. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.